Eight fresh minutes on the clock, 17-13. Chillicothe leads it. Chillicothe's ball to start the second quarter, playing the goal to the left of your radio dial. Marshall, Willard, Brandsgard, Graves, and Path on the court. Willard works it across the timeline, posts up, shovels it out to Path. Path, three ball, baseline, left, didn't get it to fall. Willard had an opportunity for a deuce, saw Path open for a three and elected for that. Up top, Braden Smith. Hands it to Bohan, working left wing, Kirksville. Working it around Chillicothe's defense. Nolan Dempsey turns that top of the key down. Pinnick can't shoot over top of Brandsgard, and Kirksville showing patience. Smith says, give me the rock. Let's see what I can do. Nothing against Willard's defense. Has to give it up. Willard to give him a half an inch. Screen blocks off Brandsgard. Nothing develops off of it. Good defense for Chillicothe. Feed underneath to Bohan. Works over Marshall. Works over top of Marshall and gets it to score. Bohan's first points of the night, and we're 17-15. Chillicothe by two. And referees with the whistle. This is on 22, John Bohan. Third foul on him, fifth team foul, so Bohan's done for a while. And the freshman, Noah Copeland checks back in. Chillicothe inbounds it. Brandsgard hands it up top to Marshall. Right side, Path. Willard comes up top of the key. Looks off a tray. Chillicothe continues to work it against his man-to-man defense. Marshall comes up for it. Right side to Path. Up top to Marshall. Left wing, Brandsgard. Working against Smith. Braden Smith. Chillicothe can't get it inside to Marshall, so behind the free throw line, Graves' long-range deuce doesn't connect. Kirksville could tie the score up with this possession, 17-15 Chillicothe, opening a couple of minutes of the second quarter. Drive inside, shot doesn't fall for Braden Smith on the baseline layup attempt. Graves with the rebound. Quickly work it down court to C.J. Papp, his third bucket tonight. And timeout Kirksville. Chillicothe's lead is once again four. We're back in 30 seconds on KCHI. 6:01 left to play in the first half. Second quarter, Chillicothe 19, Kirksville 14. 4 points has been the biggest lead for either team. Chillicothe's had that a couple of times already. Kirksville's basketball, pretty even game, back and forth. Paxton Dempsey, top of the key, working against Path. In the battle of sophomores, they go over left side to Anderson. Ball's poked loose. Anderson retrieves it. Kicks it out to Noah Dempsey and up top to Anderson to settle it down. Right side, nothing there for Pinnick. Up top to Paxton Dempsey. Back to Pinnick. Three ball over top of Burke. Doesn't get it to fall. Loose basketball picked up and put in by 44. Nolan Dempsey for two after the missed tray. Traveling call on Chillicothe underneath the bucket. So an opportunity for Kirksville to tie the game up. 5:20 left to play in the second quarter. 19-17 Chillicothe, who so far this season has been a much better second half team than first half. Left wing Paxton Dempsey, the sophomore. Up top to sophomore Caden Anderson. This is a talked about the girls team. For Kirksville, boys team for Kirksville has some good young up-and-comers here as well. Had a scouting report on an eighth grader from Chillicothe coach Doug, middle school coach Doug French, who expects him to be a starter next year, perhaps on varsity. He's in eighth grade this year. Moxley or Moley or Moxton or something to that effect is last name. Shot didn't fall for Kirksville. Chillicothe's Willard goes to the hole, dumps it off, and referees with a whistle on the floor on one of several Kirksville players. Which one is it going to be? Pushing off.
23, Austin Pinnick gets his first.
Austin Pinnick with one. Sixth team foul. Bohan has three already. Chillicothe, three players with one foul each. The go inbounded across the paint to Wesley Brandsgard, and Brandsgard has his first shot and his first points of the game. Chillicothe leads at 21-17. Right side, Austin Pinnick gets it up top to Nolan Dempsey. circle left now to Paxton Dempsey. Low post, they can't get it over top of John Burke. Poked loose by Willard into Burke's hands. Willard brings it down court, and then Paff has it stolen. And a foul to follow up as Tanner Lane set to check in for Kirksville. And Sewell checks in for Chillicothe. Peyton Fork also checks in. Paff comes out with his first foul. And Graves sets down for a breather. So you have Fork and Burke, Sewell and Bransgaard, and Willard for Chillicothe. Circle left, Caden Anderson. Up top to Nolan Dempsey, the elder of the two. Works it to sophomore Paxton Dempsey. Feet inside, trying to get it around Burke and Fork, and shot doesn't fall for Tanner Lane. Recovered by Kirksville. Lane sends it in underneath, nothing there. They try and send it out to set it up, and falls right into Sewell's hands. So Chillicothe settles it down, leading 21-17. Underneath, nice feed from Fork, but Chillicothe's Jonathan Burke can't seal the deal. Off the glass, first one doesn't fall. Follow-up doesn't fall for Lane after the initial miss by Anderson. Chillicothe hoofs it down court in a hurry. Cross court to Sewell, circle right, 3:02 left to play in the first half. Chillicothe 21-17. Fork has his shot partially blocked. Actually, more like knocked it out of his hands by Tanner Lane. And here comes Kirksville with an opportunity. Chillicothe by 4, 21-17. Up top, Tanner Lane. Circle left now to Anderson. Feed back into Lane on the post. Referees with the whistle. Who's this one going to be on Chillicothe? Peyton Fork with his first. Graves checks in. Kirksville sends several back in. Ockenfels returns. Braden Smith returns. Nolan Dempsey returns. Bransgaard checks out. Montgomery is in. Graves is in. Burke sits down as well. Feed to Braden Smith. Up top to Ockenfels, the 6-foot senior. Lob inside, nothing develops for Chase Kilday for Kirksville. 2:25 left to play. First half, second quarter, 21-17, Chillicothe by 4. Braden Smith, left wing. Feed into the low post to Lane, working against Graves. Fadeaway jumper, Graves with an easy rebound. Tanner Lane was dreaming that time. Down court to Hayden Montgomery. Post up, has it stripped out of his hands as he double pumped before going up, and that gave Kirksville an opportunity. Low scoring game so far, 21-17. Chillicothe has 4 points this quarter. Kirksville with 4 points this quarter. Right side, Paxton Dempsey gets it in underneath to Kilday. Kilday puts it up, a little out of position on the low post, 2-4 under the backboard. Graves comes up with an easy board. And Jack Willard crosses the timeline, slows it down, 1:31 left to play. They work it over to Peyton Fork, feet underneath Montgomery, puts it on the floor once, pulse up, count it. Nice little job by Hayden Montgomery. Peyton Fork saw what was coming. And Montgomery did a nice job of scoring himself up to the bucket on the weak side, away from the defenders, to give Chillicothe a 23-17 lead. 8:01 left to play in the first half. Top the key, Paxton Dempsey. Circle right now to Ockenfels. Give up top, Tanner Lane on the 3-point line. Top of the key, thinks about it, turns it down. Up top to Ockenfels, working against Montgomery. Blocking foul on Hayden Montgomery. Team fouls even at 6 apiece. Returning, Nolan Dempsey returns back in, and freshman Noah Copeland returns back in. First foul on Montgomery, 6th team foul. Team fouls even at 6. Chillicothe 23, Kirksville 17. Inbounds play stolen by Sewell. Sewell on the breakaway. Catching up to him, Braden Smith knocks it out of his hands and out of bounds. As Smith was timing him steps to lay it up, thought he had a good lead, but a good hustle by Braden Smith to knock it out of his hands and out of bounds. So Chillicothe will have to earn it the half court away. They get it into Fork up at the high post, give underneath to Graves, and they just, Kirksville just doesn't want to get in a physical contest with the three-time All-Stater, Walker, All-State tackle Walker Graves. Pretty wise decision by Kirksville. Kirksville tried to send it up top to the freshman Copeland. He couldn't hang on to it and goes out of bounds. Chillicothe's ball leading 25-17. Biggest lead of the ball game now. Brandsgard checks in. Montgomery has a breather. Fork, Willard, Brandsgard, Sewell, and Graves on the court right now. Willard talks with Coach Kuhl for a moment about the play with 23 seconds left. That conversation is over, and Willard crosses the timeline, working against Dempsey. No problems against the sophomore. Jack Willard milking clock down 13-12. There's no count. The defender is off and up steps. They get it up top to Graves. Kick back to Willard. Three ball. Count it. Jack Willard circled left in a hurry. Got nothing but net, and Chillicothe's opened up a nice 11-point lead at intermission. 28-17. Chillicothe with a respectable second quarter. Outscored Kirksville 11-4. We'll be back with a halftime extravaganza coming up next. This is Chillicothe basketball on KCHI.